Millions of girls are expected to benefit from the initiative that support key projects and activities such as classroom construction and rehabilitation, procurement of books and educational campaigns to track and enroll young girls. Girls' education in northern Nigeria lags behind boys in basic literacy, perpetuating a cycle of inequality and poverty that impedes developing societies from achieving their full potential. The program seeks to create a girl-friendly environment in school as a first step, as Mohammed Jalo of UNICEF explains.
We found out that one of the reasons why parents do not want to send their girls to school is that they believe that the conditions in the schools are not girl-friendly. For example, most of the schools do not have toilet facilities, separate ones for boys and for girls. So we go to these schools, you know, we help to provide toilet facilities, separate ones for boys and separate ones for girls. We provide a borehole so that the children can have access to water supply during the time when they're in school. We also help in the provision of books. We assist in the training of the teachers to improve on their skills and competencies. We also support in the supervision of the teachers. We help them with some logistics. And we advocate with the governors and the chairman to now also provide some additional support in terms of boosting of teachers to the schools, especially female teachers.
The initiative is addressing deep-seated cultural and religious challenges such as forced marriages. Most states in Muslim-dominated northern Nigeria have adopted strict Islamic Sharia law, which many analysts see as an additional gender barrier to education. UNICEF recruits local community support to overcome barriers and reverse long-held misconceptions about girls' education. Jalo says religious and political leaders are included.
We've been able to support the formation of what we call school-based management committees, getting parents and community members involved in doing the mobilization at the community level. So they are the ones now going to the individual households, identifying the children who are out of school, and really educating and sensitizing the parents and encouraging them to send the children to school. And we are seeing more enrollment increasing. With the recent campaigns for the governors and the chairman of the SGAs, you know, and religious leaders, the emirs, going out and talking to the parents, and even doing the legislation themselves, that adds another level of motivation.
UNICEF is providing $47 million for the first phase of the project, with additional funding from the Nigerian and British governments. Gobeda Castor for VOA News, Abuja.